March is Women's History Month, highlighting the many and various contributions women have made to the world. It may seem an outdated topic. It's 2012, after all, well into the 21st century. Women's Lib is now middle-aged. But look into who's running the show, and it seems women are still overlooked. 44 American presidents, and not one woman. It's politics, it's business, and it's entertainment. Who are the greatest names in musical theater? Gilbert and Sullivan, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Sondheim, Weber, Elton John. Dudes. It's no wonder that Three Girls Theater in San Francisco chose to debut this month of all months. The Three Girls are three experienced writers and theater personalities, Suze Allen, A.J. Baker, and Lee Brady. Their goal, according to Allen, is to put women's work on stage where it belongs.
We're not so young girls, and we're writers, we're resident playwrights as well, and we just want to get our work done, and we want to help promote the work of others, and it just fit.
KLW's RTM's Kunahoff sat down with the women of Three Girls to see how they're getting it all done.
And so if you come like this, and there's a railing right here.
The cast and the crew of Three Girls Theater are in rehearsals. They're practicing two plays, The Right Thing and What About Ben, both written by founders and resident playwrights A.J. Baker and Lee Brady, and directed by the third founder, Suze Allen, who is a playwright herself.
If you don't have your own company of people working on your things, then you're just sort of resigned to write these plays and then just keep sending them out until somebody accepts your play. And we just wanted to be more in charge.
A.J. Baker says getting plays to the stage in America is tough, especially if you're a woman.
For the most part, the number of works that were actually being produced in the mainstream theater in America, I mean, last year was an aberration on Broadway, but it was 12%. Are written by women, and that is the same number, the same percentage as 100 years ago. So, you know, feminist, post-feminist, construction, deconstruction, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is that women are not getting their works produced.
Many American theaters have recognized this problem, and they've established a blind submission policy. That means they choose plays based on the text without knowing the author. Still, plays written by men predominate.
Yahoo for the men. You know, it's great that their stuff is getting picked.
Suze Allen believes it's not because their work is better. It's just what audiences are used to.
You know, I used to do comedy, improvisational comedy, and the guys got the bigger laughs because there was just a different way they set stuff up. And so it didn't mean the women were any less funny. They were just different funny. So I think that's the thing. It's like, it doesn't mean that we're bad playwrights. It just means that there's a different kind of play going on. And I don't know the statistics, but I'm wondering, of the people who are picking plays at regional theaters and in mainstream theaters, how much of those people are men, so that the male sensibility really speaks to them.
Allen says women's work gets made when it's gimmicky.
You need to be, you know, a staunch feminist, or you need to have something very political to say. And we just didn't want to pigeonhole women writers. We want voices of all kinds.
She's more like you want to get her to be your
sister.
Sister, gal pally.
Sister.
Okay.
I'm in North Beach.
Okay. Three Girls aims to change the paradigm for modern theater. A.J. Baker says it's hard, especially in hard times.
Because putting on a full production is so much effort, so much work, so much money, that most of the theaters around here that produce full productions are going to go with works that they already know have succeeded somewhere else.
It's daunting because it's daunting. The only business, really, where your ticket sales, your revenue doesn't really pay for what you've produced.
Again? Suze Allen.
And so you're always up against it in the theater. And so here we are in the recession.
And it's
just starting up a theater company. It's a labor of love.
It's a labor of love.
Voila! Relax, Manny. I have everything under control.
Good. Yeah, nice. Catherine, go back to the purse.
Yeah.
Voila, hold it up. Silence.
The three girls have a powerful interest in the arts. Sitting side by side, Lee Brady, Baker, and Allen clearly feed each other's passions.
But theater was always a social thing, sort of like ballet and opera and things like that, and it isn't anymore. It's a narrow view of theater that I want to see it if it's classical, if it's if it's a comedy, if whatever your person. It shouldn't be that way. It should be a social thing. I want to go to theater and see what happens, you know.
Baker compares it with going to a baseball game.
You're in a place surrounded by other people who are participating in sort of a ritual event, just like you. The same event you're participating in, and you're watching the players on the field, and you're engaged with them and being there. I mean, you could watch it on TV, but it's much more fun to be at, at Pac Bell Park watching
and
stuff
really
happening.
Seeing the and tobacco really see- fly out of their mouth. Smell it. And-
All right, not everyone's a baseball
no,
fan.
I'm-
but, you know, I mean, you're a part of a social activity where you are engaged with the activity of the people in front of you on the field, on the stage. And there is nothing to replace that feeling of being a part of it. That's exactly the same as being in the theater.
The founders of the Three Girls Theater plan to have 2 seasons per year, each about 1 month long. They also work with young women and girls from underserved communities to help them develop their own voices. And someday they hope there won't be any need for a company built specifically to promote the work of women in the theater.
Manny, I thought you were on my side!
In San Francisco, I'm Artem Skonohovs for Cross Currents.
There's no way it could hold up in court.
I'll be the one who decides what holds up in court.
How could something so obviously trumped up even be admissible?
Oh, you're a lawyer now, too.
Okay. Sorry.